This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri versus Robert Beck, decided July 15, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Western District. State of Missouri, Respondent v. WD87256, Robert Beck, filed July 15, 2025, Appellant. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Benton County. The Honorable Jerry J. Relihan, Judge before Division 1, Karen King Mitchell, Presiding Judge, Lisa White Hardwick, Judge, and Mark D. Pfeiffer, Judge Robert Beck, appeals his conviction and sentence for misdemeanor witness tampering. He contends the Circuit Court erred in overruling his motions for judgment of acquittal because the evidence was insufficient to establish he had the purpose to influence the witness to withhold information about his pending criminal case. For reasons explained herein, we affirm. Factual and procedural history. Beck and SC are neighbors. On February 21st, 2023, Beck and SC were in court for a hearing in a case in which Beck was charged with failure to comply with Halloween restrictions for a sex offender. SC was going to be a witness in that case, and Beck too knew that SC was going to be a witness. As Beck walked by SC to exit the courtroom, Beck told SC, "I'll take care of you when you get home." The prosecutor asked SC what Beck said. After SC told him, the prosecutor told SC to go to the sheriff's department and make a statement. SC drove to the sheriff's department to report the incident. Beck followed SC and confronted him in the lobby. Surveillance cameras from the sheriff's department recorded videos one of the confrontation. Beck started being very boisterous, very loud, calling SC names, calling SC a liar, and using profanity. Specifically, Beck called SC a motherfucker and a fucking liar. SC assumed Beck called him those names in response to SC's being a witness in the failure to comply with sex offender restrictions case against Beck. A sheriff's lieutenant near the lobby heard the verbal altercation and noticed that Beck was being quite loud and overpowering in his statements and profane and challenging. The lieutenant separated them and asked SC what happened. SC explained he was just in a hearing with Beck at the courthouse and, as they were leaving, Beck made a threatening statement to him. Beck was charged with a Class A misdemeanor of witness tampering in violation of Section 575.270. 2. A jury trial was held. Beck did not testify and did not present any evidence. The jury found him guilty. The court sentenced Beck to 180 days in jail, suspended execution of 150 of those days, and placed him on 2 years of unsupervised 1. The videos did not have sound. 2. All statutory references are to the revised statutes of Missouri 2016, as updated by the 2024 cumulative supplement. 3. Probation. The court ordered him to serve 30 days in jail, but gave him credit for 8 days he had already served. Beck appeals. Standard of review. Our review of the sufficiency of the evidence to support a conviction is limited to determining whether there is sufficient evidence from which a reasonable juror could have found the defendant guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. State v. Nash, 339 SW3D 500-50809, Motor Bank, 2011. In reviewing the evidence, we accept as true all evidence and inferences favorable to the verdict and disregard all contrary evidence and inferences. Adheres at 509. We do not reweigh the evidence and recognize the jury may believe all, some, or none of the testimony of any witness. Adheres analysis. In his sole point on appeal, Beck argues the court erred in denying his motions for judgment of acquittal because the evidence was insufficient to support all of the elements of witness tampering. The state charged Beck with violating Section 575.270, which provides, in pertinent part, 1. A person commits the offense of tampering with a witness or victim if, 1. With the purpose to induce a witness or a prospective witness to disobey a subpoena or other legal process, absent himself or herself, avoid subpoena or other legal process, withhold evidence, information, or documents, or testify falsely, he or she. A. Threatens or causes harm to any person or property, or B. Uses force, threats, or deception. 4. The state's amended information alleged Beck purposely tampered with SC, a witness to Beck's crime of failure to comply with Halloween restrictions of a sex offender, by following SC to the sheriff's department, confronting SC in the lobby in a challenging manner while using profane language and verbally threatening potential future harm against SC, in order to induce SC to withhold information or avoid any further actions as a witness. I